seven or fewer. I'm talking 9 by 7 or fewer last year. This is a bad trend.
Losing is a bad trend, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I said it after the game. You give away points, you're not going to have too much success. And so we need to make sure we get all that figured out. It's both. I mean, it's concentration. You know, it's discipline. It's we need to do a better job in all three phases.
Last year, you never got it figured out. Why are you confident?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way that we work. I like the way that we fight. And I said it after the game, and I meant it. We do a good job of fighting back. It's just getting real sick of saying that we do a good job of fighting back. So if we put ourselves in good position and we don't just hand away points like we've been doing, we'll be just fine.
JJ, I don't mean to be cliche, but Dwayne said 3-4, trying to get a close one division, trying to break the lead streak, a real sense of urgency in the locker room. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, we want to win. So, I mean, every single week you play the game of football, you have a sense of urgency. I mean, I don't think I've ever been a part of a week where there wasn't urgency. And if I am, I think that'll be the day that I probably should hang it up. But I don't see that day coming for a long, long time.
JJ, I know you have different kinds of questions off with you. Is there anything new this year, different things that you have to adjust to as teams try to find ways to make
better? You know, there's always things, yeah. I mean, everybody has their own version of throwing something at me, and that's fine. Whether it's double teams, triple teams, chips, you know, extra guys, slides, you name it, I've seen it. And that's fine. It's part of the challenge. I've always said I enjoy it. I mean, if you're going to send two or three guys at me, there's 10 other guys in the defense you have to worry about. So, and then that also doesn't guarantee that you're going to slow me down. I mean, that's part of my favorite is the challenge of knowing that they're trying to stop me and going out there and trying to find a way to beat him. I think he's done a great job. I mean, obviously, two sacks in the game, one of them a forced fumble. That's big, and he's done a great job of going out there and taking advantage of being a starter.
Does the preparation change whether it's Locker or Whitehurst to get the start?
I mean, they're both good quarterbacks, so you have to. Partially, it's preparing. You look at the scheme overall and some of the things they do, and then, I mean, Locker's a heck of an athlete, so he can do a little bit more running around and stuff like that. But, I mean, to be a quarterback in the National Football League, you have to be pretty good to start with. So we have to prepare for them both and be ready for anything.
What does Clowney do behind the scenes to get ready?
You have to ask him that. I don't.
Is he not around you much?
I mean, he's been in the training room trying to get back out there. So you got to ask him.
Are you like everybody else? You're eager to see what he can do?
I play with the 11 they put on the field, and I want our whole team to be healthy. So hopefully he's healthy and can get back out there and help us and contribute to the team. I mean, he can move around very well. He's quick. He's agile. He can hurt you with his feet, which obviously when a quarterback can do that, you have to make sure you're very disciplined in your rush lanes. You have to make sure you keep him in the pocket. So I think that's a challenge with him. All righty.